ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Maseches Menachos, Daf Nun Ches. At the beginning of the Daf, the Gemara brings down some droshos on a couple of psukim in Parashas Vayikra. The pasuk says there in Parashas Vayikra, "V'loi sakriv kol ha'mincha asher takrifu l'Hashem lo yisayosa chometz, ki chol so'oye v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem." So the pasuk has a loisa say there that you're not allowed to offer any so'oye or any devash as a korban to Hashem. The next pasuk says, korban reishis takrifu oisam l'Hashem, v'al ha'mezbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoyach. You're allowed to offer so'oye and devash as a korban reishis. Those takrivu oisam l'Hashem. But on a mezbech, it should not normally go l'reach nichoyach. And the Gemara over there here discusses that we find that you're not allowed to offer any soir, so any chometz, any fermented flour cannot be offered up as a korban mincha to Hashem, and likewise any devash cannot be offered to Hashem. But you do find that as a korban reishis, these things could be offered to Hashem, and that's like Rashi says, like we see here in the Gemara, that you're allowed to offer a so'er, so a chometz dika korban, is found once a year when it's a korban reishis, and that is in the shtei halechem, which is brought on Shavuos, when it's the first of the new korbonos of the ordinary flour of soilus that's offered to Hashem. And then on Shavuos, it's brought, the shtei halechem is brought on Shavuos l'Hashem as a korban of chometz. Likewise, we find that the bikurim, which has a din of a kind of a quasi-korban, and the bikurim is a kind of devash, and that too is offered to Hashem, and that's called the korban reishis, the first fruits that are offered to Hashem. That's where we find that these things are offered, the seir and devash are offered to Hashem. The Gemara goes through a half a minute that perhaps I could have, that a yochid could be made in a dovo, he could bring shtei halachim and offer them on the mezbeach. Or, even if a yochid can't, like the Gemara excludes that from the pasuk of takrivu, loshen rabim, so a yochid can't bring shtei halachim to Hashem as a nedovo, maybe a tzibur could bring the shtei halechem as a nedava to Hashem, even not on Shavuos, just bring shtei halechem as a nedava and offer them on the fire of the mizbeach. Then we're excluded that too from the pasuk of oisam, takrivu oisam l'Hashem, and we come out that only the specific korbanos choiva, which are called the korban reishis, those are the only ones that are offered from seir and devash. The Gemara says, ma yeish l'chol ahovi, shtei halechem min ha-seir, ubikurim min ha-devash. That's the only things that are allowed to be offered from seir and devash. Here we have some of the gedolei olam that discuss, based upon this Gemara and another Gemara a little bit later, to try to determine exactly what is included in the so-called devash that's not allowed to be offered to Hashem, but they have a loisa say if you offer other mezbeach. What exactly is included in the devash? And there's actually a big machloikis benegeya to the devash devoirim, bee honey. Is there a loisa say, is a person offering a loisa say if he offers bee honey as a part of a korban or as a korban on top of the mezbeach? And we find that the Mishnah Melech actually discusses this question in Hichos Yisrael Mezbeach, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. The Mishnah Melech explicitly addresses this shaila: is bee honey devash devorim also included? Is it included in the loisa say of devash? The Mishnah Melech says that that's for sure. That's for sure that we know that included in the pasuk of devash over here would be a devash tamorim or devash te'enim. That would be date honey or fig honey, fruit honey. That's definitely included in the loisa say of the pasuk, and that he brings down the Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrahi in his commentary on Rashi on Chumash, that the Mizrahi says in Rashi and Chumash in Parshas Vayikra, brings down the lashon of Rashi in Chumash, that Rashi says in Chumash that kol so'er v'chol devash, so Rashi says kol masikas pri kori devash. So any of the fruit sweetness of a fruit, masikas pri, is incorporated, is included in the word devash. The Mizrahi has a little bit of an arichas on this Rashi, and the Mizrahi points out that Rashi is not accepting, is not saying that it's possible to argue that maybe just bee honey is included in the word devash and nothing else. You know, so maybe the only loisa say in this pasuk in the Chumash is only if a person offers bee honey on the mezbeach. That's for sure not, says the Mizrahi. Rashi knew that wasn't so, because you look at the Hemshech HaPsukim, and as we'll see later, the Advaz points that it's not just Hemshech HaPsukim, but it's also very clear in our Gemara that it is so, that the pasuk is offering a contrast. Normally, 99.9% of the time, I'm never allowed to offer Sa'ir and Dvash on the mezbeach, but there is one time when I could, and that's the next pasuk. Chol Sa'ir Dvash Lo Yisakrivu, but Korban reishis takrivu oisam l'ashem. Like the Radva says, our Gemara brings that. Ma yesh l'chol ha'avi? Where do I find that you could offer a sa'ir in Vashon HaZbech? And that is when it's korban reishis, which is the shtei alechem from sa'ir, the bikurim from devash. And we know, of course, that bikurim are not brought from bee honey. There's obviously no bikurim from bee honey. Bikurim, Chazal always say, is from the shivas aminim. And in Meila, bikurim would be brought from te'enim, from figs, bikurim would be brought from tamarim, from dates, etc. So that's for sure that these figs, the dates, they are definitely included in the pasuk of devash. That's for sure, because that's what the hemshach apsukim is before. The one time when I do allow it is when I allow te'enim and tamarim and etc. to be brought. So that's where Rashi's source, the Mizrahi says, to say that kol masikas peri kori devash. Mizrahi says, I would have thought that maybe the only devash in the pasuk is einoy ne'mar elo al devash tevoirim. Maybe it only goes on a bee honey. But it's clear from the hemshach apsukim, and that's how Rashi understood, that devash over here in the pasuk goes on masikas peri. The Mishnah Melech brings down this rebellion Mizrahi, and he says that you see from here that Devash Devoirim is actually not even included in the Pasuk. Pasuk is not going on that, and that's what Rashi is saying, that's what Mizrahi is saying. Mesinkas Pri is Kori Devash, the sweetness of a fruit is Kori, is called Devash in this Pasuk, the figs, the dates, etc. But we would not include bee honey in the Pasuk at all. Now the Shuris Radvaz in Chelek Kimmel Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, brings down over the Shoyel as the number of questions to the Radvaz, and amongst the Nekudos, the points that the Shoyel makes is that he assumes as a given that bee honey is not included in the Isser of the Pasuk. The Isser of the Pasuk, that you're not allowed to offer Dvash, Lo Yisakrivu, etc., that's only going on the Masikas Peri. The Dvash responds at some length to the Shoyel's assumption, and he says that in the beginning, that was always my assumption as well, and he says it would be based on this Gemara. And our Gemara in Menachas Nalches, and the Rashi on this Gemara, with Mavur in the Gemara and the Rashi talk there, that the Pasuk offers the contrast. You can't offer Dvash, Sa'ir, or Dvash to the Ebishter, but as a Kovan Rashis he could. So I had assumed, Zok there, that that's what we're saying, what we take out of this Pasuk is that the Isra Devash goes on that which we offer the contrast for. The next Pasuk, that would be going on the Besikas Pri, and I was assuming, like you at the beginning, Zok, there, that it does not include the bee honey. However, the Radvaz says that subsequently I changed my mind. He says, first of all, Zok, there, if you look at the Rambam in the Yad, in Hilchos Nisuin's Be'ach, the way that the Rambam brings down this Loisaseh, the Rambam just says that Dvash is also Beloisaseh to be offered on the Mizbeach, and the Rambam makes no mention whatsoever that the Dvash is not the normal Dvash that we always call Dvash, which is the Dvash Devoirim, the bee honey. There is no mention of that at all. He just used Bestama, a generic expression, the word Dvash. And normally, Zokt the Radvaz, if you use the word Dvash and you don't speak it otherwise, you're definitely including bee honey for sure. Likewise, Zokt, there is a clearer Raya for this in the different Rambam, which is actually the Hochas Macholos Asurois in Perik Yud Aleph, where the Rambam discusses the halachos of Stam Yeinom. And you know that Stam Yeinom is a Gzeir Rabbanon, that a person is not allowed to drink Goyish wine. And over there, the Rambam speaks about certain exceptions that we have in this Isur of Dvash of Stam Yeinom. The Rambam says that Hoiru Go'oini Mairov, that the Go'onim of the West paskind, that Imnis Arav in Yayin Ma'at Dvash, or Ma'at So'er, that if we have a little bit of Dvash, or a little bit of So'er, was mixed in some wine. So since that's no longer roi l'mezbeach, hoil ve'eino roi l'mezbeach, it's no longer fit for the mezbeach, so therefore the Go'ini Meir have held that kirevoshel, that has the halacha like cooked wine, and therefore eino misnaseh umut l'shtoisoy im ha'ev d'kachavim, that it no longer is fit for nesech, and therefore you're allowed to drink it with a goy. So that's a chiddush that the Go'ini Meir have said, that they said that wine that's unfit for the mezbeach wasn't included in this gzeira, the rabbanon wine that can't be drunk with a goy, and Meila, they said if you mix it a little bit the vash or soil into the wine, then it would be mutter to drink with the goy. Now that the Radvaz tain is that this Rambam is not at all mashma, that the dvash that you would mix into this wine that the Goyim Meir was speaking of would be, what is it, the date honey, zok there, dafka date honey. In fact, the Radvaz explains over there at some length that there wasn't even the derech to mix date honey into the mashkim in that area in the Middle East. Rather, the derech would be to mix bee honey into it, and clearly that the stimus haloshin of the Rambam over there is definitely going on the bee honey as well, for sure. And on that, the Rambam is saying that you mix it into the wine, then it's no longer royal. Mizbeach. So you see clearly, Zokta, that the Rambam understood that bee honey was incorporated into Gzeir. Zokta, moreover, that he feels, or Advaz feels, that Esli the Mashmoy Saloshan of the Gemara by Osam and Ochas Nun Ches later on in the Omud. Later on in the Omud, which we'll see in Mitzvah a little bit, we have later on, there's a Dion between Abaye and Rava in terms of understanding the Losh the Ribbi Hakra, Ki Chol Sa'or V'Chol Devash, and we have a drasha for the word Kolom, we have a drasha for the word Ki, special Ribuyim over there that the Gemara gets into later, as you'll see on the bottom of the Omud. The Gemara over there says that Abaye was Marbeth on the Kol, Kol Sa'or V'Chol Devash, that Abaye took out of there that even a Chatzi Zayas of these entities, of Sa'ir and Devash, are loisase gomer when you offer them on a mezbech. Normally we need a shear, a kazayas shalom. Over here, a kazayas, a chatzi zayas would be sufficient to be in violation. Rava learns a little differently. Rava learns a chatzi koimetz is sufficient to be offered on a mezbech. We'll see a little bit more when we get there. Al-Kopana de Advaz says that to be married by a chatzi zayas is a chidush gorl ma'oid. It's no question this is contravenes the normal norms of the Mishpat HaTorah, where you normally say that a shear of a violation of a lois say would be b'kazayas. And he was saying, according to Abaye, a chatzi zayas, half aleph size, is sufficient to be in violation. Well, instead of the Gemara saying this chidush otzim, a tremendous chidush, says the Radvaz, why didn't the Gemara just, at least regarding the Devash, the Gemara could have used the word kol to be marba, even Devash Devoirim. If it's true that Devash Devoirim Bihoni is not incorporated in the simple lashon of the Pasik, then Elias learned it out from the extra kol in the Pasik, instead of saying a tremendous chiddush according to Abaye, being marba less than a kazayas. The fact that the Gemara doesn't do that, says Radvaz, supports this inference that we made from the Rambam, which is that Devash Devoirim is, in fact, included in the Isser anyway, and therefore there was no need to be done on being marbeit. So Advaz goes further and claims that even the Reb Elyahu Mizrachi on Chumash is actually saying this. And now, Kipshuta, it's interesting that we quoted before from the Mishnah Melach that he's medayek the exact opposite of the Reb Elyahu Mizrachi. The Mishnah Melach takes out of the Mizrachi that Dvash Devoir and Bihoni is not incorporated in the Yisr, which is really the Pasha Lashon of Rashi in Chumash, that Rashi says, Kol Masikas Peri Kori Dvash. Any sweetness of a fruit is called Dvash. Of course, Pashtas, the Rashi is not including Bihoni. And the Mishnah Melach says that that's included in the words of the Mizrahi over there, the Mizrahi says there was a half a minute, maybe I would have learned that it's bee honey, but no, Elie Mizrahi, that Rashi is saying it goes on Masikas Pri, based on the context of the Psukim. Advaz takes the exact opposite out of this Elie Mizrahi, because the Lashon of Elie Mizrahi is over there, that if the Devash would have been loy nemar elo al Devash Devoirim, if the Devash would only be going on Devash Devoirim and Bihoni, then the Hemshech HaPsukim wouldn't work out when the Pasuk is saying that I am Mati Devash once a year when I bring Bikurim in the Mikdash to the Kohen. So on that, the Mishnah Melech says, the Radvaz says, a very remarkable diuk from the Loshon. The Loshon of the Rebbe Mizrahi is, if it would have been loy nemar elo al Devash Devoirim, which implies, Dr. Radvaz, that there's no diyun on whether Bihoni is included. It definitely is included. No question whatsoever. He would have said, if it's Nemar on Dvash Devoirim, then yes or no. And then the Shaila would have been if it goes on Bihoni. Over here, the Shaila is whether it's Loi Nemar Elo al Dvash Devoirim, as expressed by the Merli Mizrahi. And that's Mashma, Zakhtar Advaz, that it's a given that Bihoni is included. The question is whether other types of Dvash are included as well, whether date honey, fig honey, whether these honeys are also included. On that, we're answering that yes, they're included too. Akoponim, on that, the Advaz says, very remarkable thing that he claims that even the Rebbe Elie Mizrahi is going to certainly accept that Bihoni is included as well. As far as the obvious question on this, that Rashi and Chumash doesn't fit with it, because Rashi says that Kol Masikas Pri Kori Dvash, and Rashi doesn't say a word about Bihoni. If Mashmi and Rashi, that the only honey in the Pasuk is Masikas Pri, is the sweetness of fruits. Okay, so date honey or dates, or fig honey or figs, the like, these things are going to be included. Tai offering fruits on the Mizbeach, that's going to be included, or fruit honey on the Mizbeach. Not Mashman Rashi goes on Bihoni. So Advaz says a remarkable thing that he says actually the Masikas Pri incorporates Devash Devoirim because the bees get the sweetness, they get it from nectar, which comes from the certain types of flowers, and mail of that actually is included in the Lashon of Masikas Pri, which is certainly a very, very chiddushtik understanding of what Rashi is saying there. Pashtus, a flower is not a pri. A flower is a flower, and a pri is a pri. And Rashi says Masikas Pri is Kori Dvash, but Al-Kopana, the Shitta of the Radvaz is quite strongly in his Mayrech, and like we said, he takes it out of the Rambam in a couple of places, and he then goes on and makes even a bigger chiddush that claims that Rashi and the Rebbe Mizrahi are saying it as well, and understands that Vaz understands that Masikas Pri incorporates the bee honey taken from the nectar of the flowers. A little bit later on the Omud, the Gemara brings down a contrast between Sa'ir and Dvash, the two lois says of the Pasik. And the Gemara says we find a kula in the one that you don't have in the other. So, for example, there's a kula in Sa'ir that Sa'ir is Hutar Miklola B'Mikdash, which is to say that we find the actual korban, which incorporates Sa'ir, that's the Stehalach HaMashuas. You don't have that by Dvash, although Dvash, as we mentioned before, is you find it in Bikurim, but an actual carbon containing Seir that you have by Shtei Alechem, you don't have an actual carbon that includes Dvash. On the other hand, the Gemara says we find a Kula in Dvash that you don't have by Seir, because Dvash is Hutta Mekloloi B'Shiori Menachos, so that we find that a person, after the Koimetz is offered on the Mincha, the Koyanim eat the Shiori Menachos, they eat the Shirayim, and they're allowed to mix Dvash, a fruit sweetener, into the Shiori Menachos. You can't do that, however, by the Seir, because as we had earlier in the Peirek, that the Shirayim are also the Mechamet says, well, so therefore, that's a kula that you find in Dvash that you don't have by Seir. The Brisker Rav over here asks a couple of questions, which he doesn't really say any clear answer to. The Brisker Rav says that we find what we find here, what the Gemara is alluding to, you're not allowed to mechamet the shirayim. So that, for example, a person, a kohen, has a shirayim from a mincha, has some flour from a mincha soiles, he wants to bake it, he's not allowed to bake it in an oifen that's mechamet, so he has to bake it in an oifen of matzah, rather than in an oifen of chomet. As at the Brisker Rav, when we're discussing the fact that you're allowed to put the vash into the shirayim menochos, it's not a question of impacting on the etzem shirayim, the etzem mincha itself, it's just a question of mixing in the vash. So I can mix fruit, honey, mix fruits, whatever it is, into the shirayim. You're mixing it in, you're ma'arev it into the shirayim, and that we're telling you is something which you find is mutter. So the Brisker Rav, what if you would have the exact same type of metzius, type of case, with regard to so'er? So let's say, for example, Zokter, I just have minchas soilas, I have my shirayim, it's just flour, Zokter. I don't have any water in it at all. I put in some, perhaps some made peiroi, some fruit juices, but no water, so that there's no possibility of it becoming chometz. And then I mix in some soyer, some sourdough into it, and it's not going to become chometz because there's no water there. Is there any iser zok there in terms of eating shirayim of a mincha and oifen that there's a little bit sourdough mixed in? So kipshuto is at the risk of. There certainly is no such iser. What we had was that you're not allowed to mechametz the shirayim, and that's what we find in the pasuk. That you can't, like, say, also chometz, chelkoi, that you're not allowed to make it into chometz. You can't bake in a process that's going to make it fermented. But stomach, to mix a little bit soyer into it, where the mincha itself is not becoming fermented, where do you find that such a thing as also bechlaul zok there? So the Brisker Rav says, the Gemara itself is shver. Because the Gemara is implying that what you could do to a shiori mincha with regard to adding in dvash, you cannot do when it comes to adding in soyer. That's actually not true, zok there. Whatever you could do with dvash, which is to mix dvash into the shirayim, you could do that with soyer as well. It's just that you can't bake the mincha in a way that's going to become chometz. But mixing soyer into it in a way that won't become chometz is lechayra fine, zok there. And if so, there's really no difference altogether between dvash and soyer. Not like the Gemara that says that dvash has a kula that soyer does not. So the elamai, it's mashman, it's Gemara that you can't even mix soyer into the shiori menachas, even in a way that won't ferment the mincha, won't make it chometz. But that's shver because there doesn't seem to be any source for that at all. That's the first point of the Brisker Rav. Secondly, along similar lines, the Brisker Rav says that we find the Mordechai in Masech Tepsachim in Semetov Kuf Ayin is dan lahalocha l'maisa whether we pass in Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa. Recha Milsa is a ksugi in the Gemara in a couple of places. It comes up in a couple of contexts. Let's say I'm cooking two things together in an oven. One of them produces Recha. It produces a certain amount of vapor that the other food is going to absorb. And there's a question as to whether that's called an astinas tam from one food into the other. Do we pass in Recha Milsa or not? And the Mordechai brings an remarkable, interesting raya that we Recha is not Milsa, that this two foods that are cooked together in the same oven, rather, independently, but in the same oven, and produces this vapor absorbed by the other, that we pass in Lav Milsa zok there, because we find zok the Mordechai, that the lachmei toida, the breads of a korban toida, are l'chayra, there is certainly nefois betanur echad, that they are baked in the mikdash in one oven. You don't find anywhere that they had two different ovens, one to bake the chometz loaves of the toida, and one to bake the matzah loaves of the toida. They're certainly baked together in the same oven, even though, zok there, by baking them together in the same oven, they'll have recha. If I hold recha milsa, then that's going to, the one of the chometz loaves will produce this recha. It'll get absorbed into the matzah loaves, and it's going to ask for the matzah loaves, because they can't have chometz in them. So, Melo, the fact that we allow them to be baked in one oven, which is certainly mashma throughout Shas. We never find that they had separate ovens, so that's mashma that Reicho is not milsa. If not the Biskirov, what in the world is the whole raya? That raya would make sense if there would be some iser to have a matzah loaf of the korban toida, for example, if there would be an iser for it to absorb sa'ir, an iser for it to absorb chametz. But in reality, Zokter, along similar lines to what we said before, you don't find any such iser. There's no iser for it to absorb chametz or sa'ir. The iser is to become chametz. Zokter, just because it's going to absorb a little bit reicha from the chametz loaf, it's not going to make the matzah loaf itself become chametz. It's just going to make it have a tam, let's say a flavor of chametz, if I hold that reicha milsa. Why is the Mordechai being a raya from the heter to bake these loaves all together in the oven that there's reicha is not milsa? Even if reicha would be milsa, it would give some flavor to the matzah loaves, a little bit of flavor from the chametz loaf, but it wouldn't be mechametz the matzah loaf, and l'chayr, the whole iser is only to mechametz the loaves of the matzah loaves in this case, not an iser to absorb flavor from a chametz loaf. And the Biskirov actually blives fair on this kasha as well. The Michal Feinstein, the Shur Michal Feinstein over here says that although the Biskirov has these auras and we're not clear about exactly what the source is, nonetheless we see in both of the Gemara as well as in the Mordechai that the Biskirov is bringing, that the fact is Chazal evidently understood that the iser with regard to the Shirayim, with regard to the Mincha, to have it chametz is not just in the oifen of baking in a way that it itself fermented, itself becomes chometz, but rather, even if it would contain some admixture of a chometz component that got mixed into it, that also would be included in the life, I say, and that's what we see clearly, and that is the contrast in this Gemara, that's, if you really have to learn Zok there, even if we're not sure where Chazal got that. So, that is the distinction the Gemara makes. If I mix a dvash component into the Shurim Menachos, it's no problem. If I mix a Sa'ir component into the Shurim Menachos, it is a problem, and likewise, that's what you see in the Mordechai as well, that the Mordechai understood that if I would hold that Reicha Milsa, that I hold that the vapor that's produced by one food that's cooked in the oven, it gets produced, it gets absorbed in the other, if that would be a significant in terms of imparting flavor, Reicha Milsa, I would aser baking the various loaves of the Lachmei Toida together because of the fact that the Chometz loaves emit the Reicha and the Matzah loaves would absorb it. Later on the Amud, the Gemara brings down the drosha that we make regarding this pasuk, kachol sa'ir v'chol devash, lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. And we know that we had this earlier in the perek, that Chazal darshin a drosha that's based upon kind of splitting off the end of the pasuk unto itself. So we leave out the words for the drosha purpose, leave out sa'ir and devash, just go on the phrase, lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem, and Chazal darshin from there, kol shem mimenu l'ishim, harei hu b'bal taktiru. So this is a loisach that we find by all korbanos, that any time I have some component of the korban that goes in the fire, for example, by a korban of a chatas behema, so the chaylev goes on the fire, and we have mimenu le'ishim, part of it goes on the fire, so harei hu b'bal taktiru, you can't take, for example, the bosor of a chatas behema and offer on the fire, because that's mimenu le'ishim, part of that component has a din to go on the ish of the mezbeach, and the remainder of it would have the loisach say, mimenu le'ishim is b'bal taktiru. Gemara brings down a machloikas tanoim, then I get to a couple of scenarios where we actually don't have a mimenu le'ishim, a part of a korban that goes on the fire of the mezbeach, but the entity itself does have a shem korban, it's just not mimenu le'ishim. So, for example, we speak of the bosar chatas ha'oif, the meat of a bird chatas, a chatas ha'oif. Now, a chatas ha'oif doesn't have any component of it that goes on the fire of the mezbeach. You spritz the dam in the mezbeach, but there's no basar or any component of the chatas ha'oif that goes in the fire in the mezbeach, it's not actually mimenu le'ishim. Likewise, we find by loik shemen shel betzora, the loik shemen of the mitzora is definitely chaylik of a kloistic a carbon, but nonetheless, no part of that shemen goes on the mezbeach. What happens if I take from that shemen, the loik shemen, or I take from the basar chatas ha'oif, and I offer it on the fire of the mezbeach, am I over on the loik sasei? So we had the big machloikas tanoim, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're not over on the loik sasei, because it's not mimenu le'ishim. Rabbi Akiva holds you are over on the loy sase because it is shmoy korban. It is called a korban. According to Rabbi Akiva, we brought in the loy sase to say to include anything which is a korban that you can't place from it on wrongfully on the fire of the mezbeach. This Fasenis over here writes that that's really Rabbi Akiva's Shita, which we actually paskin like lahalacha, is very, very schwer in the simple sense of the Pasuk, Zokter. He says, really, the Pasuk says, Mimenu Isha Lashem, and it should have been absolutely clear that only that which is Mimenu Leishim has the Loisa say. So only that which, like we said before, Chveis, Achatas Behema, various Korbonos, that we have a part of them that go on the fire, they have the Loisa say. If it's not Mimenu Leishim, it shouldn't have the Loisa say. Zokter, Rashi does get around this problem, because Rashi says that on the drasha level, we incorporate the opening words of the next pasuk, which says korban reishis, etc. And Rashi says that's nidrash onto this pasuk as well. So anything which has a shem korban reishis. So maybe we broaden it according to this shita of Akiva, not just the imenu l'ishim of the previous pasuk, but also the korban. As long as it has a shem korban, it's going to be included. You have a loisa say you can't put it on the fire of the mizbeach. Zoktas fasemis. Even after Rashi, it's really very, very shver Gemara. The fact is, the yesoid ha'isr is kol shemimenu le'ishim arei b'val taktiru. Like the pasuk, the earlier pasuk says, like sakrimu mimenu isha l'ashem. It's very nice the next pasuk alludes and refers to a carbon. That's true, Zokter. But the whole yesoid of the isr is expressed l'chayra in these words kol shemimenu le'ishim. That's lois taktiru. That's with darshini. And l'chayra is no way for it. It should be like logically no way for it to include anything. It doesn't have a component that's imenu le'ishim. See, that Rashi Pshat in the Gemara is very tochuk. Zok there, what would be oiskehalten would be that to say that this Gemara is perhaps a mocker for the Rambam, the Rambam in the Yad. Now the Rambam in the Yad has a very, very big chiddush, which is a materai, exactly where the Rambam got it from, and the Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam in the Yad, in Hilchos Yisur Mizbeach, says that the Rambam's primary source was actually from a Teres Kohenim, from a Sifro in Parshas Vayikra, like we'll see a little bit. However, the Sfas Emes claims that our Gemara was also a clear source for the Rambam. That's what he says. Now, what does the Rambam say? So, the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisur Mizbeach, brings down the Isser of this Drosha, Kol Shemenu Le'ishim, is a Baal Taktiru, brings it down in two separate ways, in other words, two separate different categories, subcategories, that are contained within this Isser. One Isser the Rambam brings down is the actual simple Kol Shemenu Le'ishim, is a Baal Taktiru, I take some basar from a chatas behemah, says the Rambam, and I offer it on the fire of the Mizbeach, and I'm over on an isur of the pasuk. In that category, the Sfasemes stresses that we only find that the Rambam brings down basar from a korban behema, and the Rambam does not at all even bring down the chiddush of this gemara in that case. The Rambam does not bring down that basar chatas o'if will be included in the isur. So, in other words, if a person just takes some meat from a bird, or some meat from an animal, and offers it on the fire of the Be'ach unto itself independently, it seems from the Rambam that in the case of the basar of a korban behema, you'll be over on the lois say the isur. In the case of the korban chatas ha'oif, you would not be oif because it's not actually menu le'ishim. The Rambam, however, also in the same perek, in the Hilchos Yisur Mizbeach perek hey, brings in a different iser, and that is, says the Rambam, let's say a person offers a basar of a chatas, meat from a chatas, we shouldn't be going on the fire, and he puts them on the fire. Or the Rambam says that the person takes some flour from the shiorim minochois, leftovers of a mincha that puts it on the fire, which doesn't belong on the fire. Or mechatos ho'oif, says the Rambam, or mi loig shemen shomitzoyra. These cases that are in our Gemara, you put those things and offer them, and makti them on the fire of the mizbeach. Hamala kezayas me echod me elu b'chometz v'dvash. If you offer up a kezayas of one of these entities with chometz or dvash, b'chometz or dvash, so the Rambam, even though that these entities are ein ru'in lahaktora, you're talking about leftovers, shiori mincha, or basar from a korban, they don't belong, they're not roi lahaktora, nonetheless, hoil vehin kruyin korban, since they are called a korban, so you're in violation, you're over on the loisa saying of the pasuk. In other words, Zokti, this Fas Emes, the Rambam has two different Isurim that he brings down here in the context of this Drosha. One is offering these remainder entities, the Mimenu Le'ishim entities, independently in themselves on the Mizbeach. And there, that is that the Rambam only brings down, that you bring down Basar of a Korban Behem or the like. These are entities that have an actual Bepoyaldika act of Mimenu Le'ishim, that for some of that Korban itself went on the fire on the Mizbeach. A separate Isur the Rambam took out of this Gemara, and the Fas Emes stresses that in his opinion the Rambam took it out of our Gemara, and separate issue is you take a kezayas of one of these entities and offer them up on the mizbeach together with some seor or together with some devash, and there zokt the Fasemis, it's the Meduyik and the Rambam, that that's where brought in our Gemara's then. That's where that person takes some basar, kezayas basar of chatas ha'oif, or takes some of the loisham and shematsoir and offers them on the fire of the mizbeach together with some seor or devash, so there you're going to be over on the loisase of the pasuk. That's if you offered this basar chatas ha'ofer, etc., together with some sa'or, together with some devash. The Rambam speaks out over there that although there is a lois assay to offer sa'or itself or devash itself independently on the mizbeach, that's only if I offer it l'shem reach nichoyach, l'shem a korban. That's like the pasuk says, l'zbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoyach. So if we offer it l'shem korban, the sa'or, the devash of the beach, then I'm going to be over the lois assay. If we offer it l'shem eitzim, just as fuel on the fire of the beach, and Chazal said you're not over, and I'm passing that lahalocha. That's been a get to offering sa'ur and dvash by itself. If, however, I have the special category of isur, where I take a kazayas of some remainder of some korban, of a basar of a korban, or basar chatas o'oy for the like, I offer that on the fire of the bech, and I add a little bit sa'ur and dvash, and I'm over on that special isur, that special loisa, say, then you're in violation, even if the sa'ur and the dvash were not offered l'shem korban, even if the offer l'shem eats him, there'll still be a special isur. So we have an amazing thing. There's a big materai in the before Sheram to understand whether Ram got this special new category of Isser. And as we said, the Lechem Mishnah claims it's really based primarily on a Teres Kehanim. The Sas Emes says that the Ram got it from our Gemara as well. He claims that our Gemara is an important source for this. And as we have a new category of Isser, aside from the regular Isser of Mimena Le'ishim Bebal Taktiru, that if I take some remainder of some Bosser of Korban Behema, I take some Shiorim and Achas, we're off on the fire, I'm over on that Lois Assay. Aside from this independent Isser of offering Soir Dvash independently of the Beach, we have another category of Isser, the Rambam is Mamzi, based on a couple of Marma Koimes, that the Rambam holds that if I take some entity which has a Shem Korban on it, and that's all it takes, the Shem Korban, and the Bosser Chata Soif, or some Loi Shem Shemet Soir, or the like, and I offer them on the Beach, together with a bit of Sa'or or Devash, even the Sa'or and Devash are not offered L'Shem Korban, L'Shem Eitzim, I'm in violation of a special Lo Yisaseh. The Sasemis says that then you understand this Gemara much better if you learn like the Rambam. Because the Gemara is saying anything that has a Shem Korban is going to be included in this Isser, so that if you're learning, Zok, there, that the Gemara is talking about the ordinary Isser of offering Menu L'Ishim, then it should definitely not include anything which has no part that goes on the fire that is bare. It shouldn't include Basar Chadas Ha'oif, Olog Shem and Shem Asayir. Because the side of that Isser is Mimena Le'ishim, is that fact that some component that went on the fire, and here by Basar Chadas Ha'oif, no component of it went on the fire. But according to Raman, the real side of this Isser is it's an independent Isser, and the side is offering some Shem Korban together with Sa'ir, together with Dvash. It's a new Isser. The Sa'ir and the Dvash independently would not have been Isser, because they don't have the quality of L'Reach Nichoyach, they're not being offered as a Korban, they're being offered as fuel. But in the context of this new Isser, I have that any Korban that I offer with Sa'ir or Dvash, automatically I'm in violation. And in that context, the Gemara is bringing down Loik Shem and Shemet Saira and Basa Chatas Ha'oif. And in that context, it works well because the Yisrael of the Isser is not the Mimena Le'ishim, it's a new Isser. The Yisrael of the Isser is that I'm taking a Shem Korban and offering it with Sa'or or Devash. The Raivad over there in Hilchot Yisrael is totally choylik on this Rambam, and the Ravid says that the Rambam completely misunderstood our Gemara. And the Ravid says the Rambam misunderstood and conflated and stuck together two totally independent Isurim that happen to be found in the same Pasuk, like the Ravid. One is the Mimena Le'ishim, and the other is the Sa'ir Dvash. It's true that they are in the same Pasuk, that's true, but they're completely independent of one another, like the Ravid, and we don't have any notion of finding some special category of Isur, which is along the lines of Mimena Le'ishim, but only applies and is only a Loisa, say, when they offer it together with a bit of Sa'ir and Dvash. There's no such a thing that the Rav, he says the Rambam misunderstood this Gemara. However, the Sfasemis feels, as we said, Nefakert, the Rambam is the Meduyik, the Gapshat in this Gemara, and it's the Pshat that works really well. The Keren Oira in this Gemara also discusses this Machloikis Rambam and Ravid, and the Keren Oira brings a different smach, for a bit of a mashmois, for the Rambam in this Gemara. The Keren Oira notes that the Be'emes, this Gemara, is really very difficult to understand. Kipshuta, we mentioned at the beginning of the Daf, the Gemara brings down that if we find that you're allowed to offer a Shteh Halechem, which incorporates Chomets, Shteh Halechem are Chomets, it's the one carbon that's Chomets in the year, Shteh Halechem are brought on Shavuos, and we find that there you are allowed to offer Shtei Halechem, which are Chomets. So the Gemara goes through a Hava Amina that perhaps a Yochid Kevinadev could offer Shtei Halechem. And the Rashi speaks out that you would just donate two Lechems and put them directly on the fire of the Mizbeach. And even though the Chomets, that would have been the Hava Amina that would have been Mutter, because including the Heter Shtei Halechem. The Gemara slogs that up, that it's Takrivu, it's only when it's a Tzibur. The Gemara goes, okay, maybe a Tzibur could do that. The Tzibur perhaps could have donated two loaves, shtei alechem, which are chometz, and put them on the fire, and that the Gemara also is a ma'ir as well, and it only goes on the korban choivo, like the Gemara says, the shtei alechem, which are choivo, and shvu, it says the only time it's mutter. Now, Be'emes, the Karenator points out that there's a little bit of a tmiya on this Gemara, because the fiyah emes, we all know, that the shtei alechem itself does not go on the fire of the Be'ach directly. The shtei alechem, rather, are a chaylek, they're incorporated into a cloyistic a korban that's brought on shvuiz, which includes the shtei alechem, the loaves themselves, and the shtei kivsei atzeres, which are zivchei shalmei tzibur, they're shalmei tzibur, that the shtei kivsei atzeres, the kvosim of shvuiz, they are offered on the fire of the Mizbeach. The shtei alechem come together with them, and they're actually nechal akoyanim, they're eaten by the koyanim. So in no case do we find that the shtei alechem themselves go on the Mizbeach, zakti kerenayim. So that there is a couple of problems like that. First of all, he says, is therefore, why was there a hava amina, as a hava amina of the Gemara, that a person could just donate the shtei alechem themselves and put it directly on the fire, or the tzibur could donate the shtei alechem and put it on the fire, which is something lechoyer that we don't have any yesoid for in the heter of the crow altogether. The pasuk was never matir that lefiha emes. They only matir that the shtei alechem could be ancillary, could be incorporated together with a cloliastic korban, then incorporate the kivsei atzeres, and the kivsei atzeres go on the fire. And then he says it's actually shver, he says, doesn't have any clear answer to that question. We'll come back to that in a moment. What was the havamina that the, just take the shtei alechem, or the nidva shtei alechem, and just offer directly on the fire? Secondly, the Karenator says, the whole Losha in HaGemara that we mentioned earlier, that the Gemara says that we find that Soir is Hotar Mikloloi B'Mikdash, and Dvash is not Hotar Mikloloi. So we find that Soir, as Mamish HaChelik of a Korban, is Hotar Mikloloi. Normally it's also, but we find a case in which it's Mutter in the Mikdash and a Korban, and that would be by the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Is that the Karenator? That itself is Shver. The shtei alechem doesn't go on the Mizbeach. It's one thing if I would have one case in which the Tzor itself, Chometz itself would go on the Mizbeach, I would say it's Hutta Mekloloi. And what's the Hutta Mekloloi over here, Zokter? It doesn't go on the Mizbeach at all. The Kvosim go on the Mizbeach, and the shtei alechem are eaten by the Kainim. So what Bechlal is the idea here of Hutta Mekloloi? You're not taking something which Lechoyer is normally Osir and mattering it over here. Rather, I'm just saying that the Chometz component of the Korban, the shtei alechem, are eaten by the Kainim once I offer the Kvosim on the Mizbeach. What is it that makes them that makes called Hotam Mikloloi in the Mikdash in the context of Soir? Something here I know is that these questions are really very, very difficult. They're very schwer to answer according to the Das HaRaivad, who holds that the Isser of Soir and Dvash, as we said, are just simple, take the Soir, take the Dvash, offer them on the Mizbeach, and you're over on the Loisa. Say, if that's all it is, if that's the one case of Soir and Dvash, which is Osir, it's going to be very, very difficult to understand what the answer is to these questions. As the Chayr Shtei Alechem are quite independent of that. They're not off on the Mizbeach altogether, and they're just eaten by the Kohenim. Rather, Zokt the Kerenoira, according to the Shitas HaRambam, it's going to be Osi Shapik Tzas. In other words, even according to Rambam, there is a Mokam Iyun to fully understand the Gemara, but fundamentally, we have a much better job understanding. Why? Zokt the Kerenoira, because according to the Rambam, there is actually an independent Isser of Soir and Devash, aside from the question of offering them themselves as a Korban, which is certainly also, like we said, you offer the Soir, you offer the Devash, L'Reach Nichoyach as a Korban Lashem, so then that's going to be a Loisa, say, but aside from that, the Rambam holds that even if unto itself it's not being offered as a korban, the Soir and the Dvash, I'm offering them Hashem eats them as fuel, nonetheless, if I bring them as a korban ancillary to an emesek korban, or ancillary to something which has a shem korban, to even let's say to basar chatas behema, or even to basar chatas ha'oif, but something which has a shem korban on it, and together with the kazayas of that shem korban, I offer some Soir and Dvash, even Hashem eats him, I'm going to be in violation as well. And that's an independent second isur of Soir and Dvash that the Rambam found in the sugya and found in the pasuk. And according in that case, at the Kerenera, I'm not finding that the Soir and Dvash in themselves constitute the korban; they're just ancillary to the korban, included with the korban, and you're in violation of the lois hasei of Soir and Dvash, an independent category of the lois hasei of Soir and Dvash. So that zok that would work perhaps pretty well with the discussion in El Gemara Benegeh to the Shtei Alechem, that the Shtei Alechem are Hotar Mikloloi, they are the case in which Soir is Hotar Mikloloi on the Mizbeach. Although the Shtei Alechem themselves are not, we can't say that they are the Korban, they're not even off on the fire of the Mizbeach, but they are ancillary to the Korban, they're included in the Kloliistic sense in the Korban, and I bring the Shtei Alechem, the Kivsei Atzeres, they offer them on the fire of the Mizbeach, and the Shtei Alechem are incorporated as a Chelik of that Korban, they're the Chelik of Nechel HaKoyenim. So Zonkter, in the Das HaRambam, I'm going to understand better why the Gemara discusses this idea that the Shtei Alechem are included as a chelik of the korban, and that itself makes them hutam meklola, since the Das HaRambam may have an independent category of the issus eir dvash, which is where this eir dvash are ancillary to a korban. When I bring a shem korban itself and put that in the bech, and then I have eir dvash as a part, that itself is another category of issur according to the Das HaRambam. The Shurim of Rabbi Michal Feinstein over here, however, says that although it may be difficult to fully understand it, the fact is that the Rashi earlier on the Nun Zayin and Beis is meduyuk that he understood the concept of the Shtehalachem being, so to speak, a chelik of the korban in a manner that's different from the Kerenoyer. Rashi over there goes on the classic din of Kol Shemenu Leishim Hariyah Bal Taktiru, any korban which some component of it went on the fire has an issue of Bal Taktiru. So Rashi gives examples on Shemenu Leishim. Rashi says, a simple example, for example, Bosar Korbonois, where I had the chelik of a kloyois, that's the emurim of the korban that went on the fire of the Mizbeach. So there's an issur to offer the basar korbanos on the fire, because that is mimenu l'ishim. Likewise, zokti Rashi, shiori menachos. If I offer shiori menachos, leftovers of the menachos that should go to the kohenim, if you offer on the fire, I'm over the lois, I say, that's mimenu l'ishim, because the kohenim already went on the fire. Zokti Rashi, umishtei halechem, kvar olu chelbe kivse atzer seboni moen, ukegufon domu, zokti Rashi. So Rashi says that incorporated in the Isser Menel Ishim is, let's say I take the Shtei Alechem and offer them on the fire on the back, and I'm going to be over on the Isser, the Lois, I say, of Menel Ishim, because why you're over on the, if you offer Shtei Alechem on the fire on the back, you're over on the Lois, I say, because the Chaylo of the Kivsei Atzeres already went up, which is Kigufon Domi, Zokt Rashi, that it's like the goof of the carbon itself. Likewise, Rashi actually says over there also, Milechem Haponim Bezich Elevoina. That's actually a very similar concept, Lechem Haponim and Achometzerul, but we find a similar notion that the Lechem Haponim are part of a Kloliastic carbon, incorporated together with the Bezich Elevoina, the bozich of the levoina, and you know the bezich of levoina often the fire on the bech, and then the kohenim eat the lechem upon him. There's one kloliastic korban. The lechem upon him is the component that's eaten by the kohenim. What happens, zokti Rashi, if I offer lechem upon him on the fire, I'm over on mimenu leishim. Very similar idea. In other words, that's like the guf of the korban, lechem upon him, like part of the korban, and the levoina went on the mizbech. If I take lechem upon him and put it on the mizbech, I'm likewise going to be over. Now, zokti Rebbe Michal Feinstein, it's meduyuk in the Rashi over here, that to get the Shtei Alechem to be included in the Lois HaSei of Mimenu Leishim, I don't need to come on to Rebbe Kiva's special sheet or Rebbe Kiva's special chiddush later on an hour on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, that anything which has a Shem Korban is included in Mimenu Leishim. I don't need that, Rebbe Kiva. I could just say the simple Mimenu Leishim, the simple Drosh Mimenu Leishim itself incorporates Shtei Alechem, because like Rashi says, that the Shtei Alechem are coming with the Kivsei Atzeres, and they're Kigufon Domi, it's like a Chelag of the Gufa Korban, so the Shtei Alechem have a Shem of Mimenu Leishim in themselves. Not just they have a Shem Korban, they have a Shem of Mimenu Leishim, but it's as if to say that part of them went under the bear, so to speak, because the Chelag of Kivsei Atzeres went under the bear. Zokt of them, the Rebbe Michal Feinstein, that you see from there that Rashi learned up that the Shtei Alechem are not, so to speak, ancillary to that which went on the Be'ach, but they're a chelek mamish kigufon of that which went on the Be'ach. Mela, therefore, Zokter, Rashi would understand that the Hutam Ekloloi of our Suyas HaGemorah, where it says that the Se'or, the Israel of Se'or is Hutam Ekloloi, Rashi could understand the Kipshutoi, it's as if, so to speak, that a chelek of that Se'or itself went on the Be'ach. That's how Rashi would learn, and Mela, Rashi, according to Rashi, you could defend the Ravid. It would work just as well as the Rambam. Because even though according to the Rabbi, you don't have a special new category of Sa'ir or Dvash being offered ancillary to a korban itself. Only according to the Rav, they only have the Isser of Sa'ir and Dvash being offered as a korban in and of itself. The fact is that the way Rashi learns, the Shtei Alechem are a chelik of the Guf HaKorban Mamish, ki gufon domi, like Rashi says, like we brought out, and therefore the Gemara works out well, the Fizeh, this idea of the Sa'ir being called Hutar Mekloloi, the Sa'ir is a chelik gomer of the korban, as if part of the Sa'ir would have been offered on the Be'ach, even though the Fiyah is not, because they only offer the Kivsei Ateret on the Be'ach, and Mela, I need the concept of Hutam Ekloloi, the idea that I was Matir, a special heter of Sa'ir, being a chelak of the Guf HaKorban on Shvuas HaMatirit, and that works out well, even according to the Das HaRavid.
The Sefer Minchas Avrohom writes that there is an additional nafkamina, an additional difference, between the two categories of the Isur to offer Seor and Dvash on the Mizbeach, according to the Rambam. The first category, which is the Isur to offer Seor and Dvash independently by itself, which that's only Osir if you offer L'shem Korban, not L'shem Fuel, there the Rambam is Mavur, that is Osir even B'kol Shehu, even to offer Menud amount. We'll discuss this Chiddush of the Rambam later, but that's what the Rambam says, that it's Osir even B'kol Shehu. Regarding the second category, which is to offer Seor and Dvash as an ancillary component to a korban offering regardless whether it's a kosher korban or a non-kosher korban, you offer the fat of the korban, you offer the meat of the korban, regardless whatever it is, the person offers this Seor and Dvash ancillary to the korban. There, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalid of Isur Mizbeach Perek Hei that the Isur is only if it accompanies a kezias offering of the korban. So it has to be together with a haktorah of kezias of a korban. Says the Menchas Avraham that the hesber in this is that the second category of isur, there the seor and the dvash are not an intrinsic offering unto themselves, rather they're just an ancillary to the ikur haktorah, which is that of the korban. Since ba'al mogaventlich we always say that haktorah is b'kezias, so here too we say that the person has to have offered a kezias of the korban to be in violation, and then he's in violation when he offers together with a seor and dvash. Menachos Avraham writes that with this yesod, based on this, we could perhaps suggest a teretz to a kasha that the Briska Rav asks on the Menachos Chinuch. Menachos Chinuch is machadish, innovates a chiddush. What happens, says the Menachos Chinuch, a person who takes the gecholim with the ketores on your kippur, lefnai v'lefnim, the Kohen Gadol takes it into the Kodesh Kodshim, and in the Kodesh Kodshim he places the ketores into the machta with the gecholim, like the din is, and together with that, he offers some seor and dvash. Are you in violation of the lois hasei of offering seor and dvash? And the Menachos Chinuch is mechadish that the answer is yes. Even though you did not place it on a mizbeach, not on the mizbeach achitza, not on the mizbeach apnimi. Nonetheless, since placing the keteres on the machta lefnai v'lefnim and kippur is an avoida, so therefore, consequently, you are in violation when you add seor and dvash to the mix. That's the Menachos Chinuch's chiddush, and Menachos Chinuch writes that although this chiddush is not mefurish in the Rambam, he claims that it is implied. Because the Rambam, in Isur Mizbeach, Perek Hei Halacha Beis, talks about a person who places some seor and dvash into keteres and offers that hiktir mimeno behechol loike. If you offer that in the Heichol, you get Malkus. Pashup Shat the Heichol refers to the Mebech HaPnim, Mebech HaZov, which wasn't the Heichol, and the Torah was offered on it throughout the year. However, the Menachos Chinuch claims that the word Heichol is a cholyistic entity, and not only does it include the Heichol, but also includes the Kodesh Kochim as well, and therefore the Rambam means to include as well the case on Yom Kippur, where the person would add Seor and Dvash into the Ketores of Fnai V'lefnim on the Machta. That's a remarkable Chiddush of the Menachos Chinuch, and the Briska Rav asks on this, and he says it doesn't make sense to him. So the Briska Rav, Meila, the fact that the Machta, the pan, the fire pan, is a Mokom HaKtorah for the Ketores of Fnai V'lefnim and Kippur, that's the Chiddush HaKro, that's Neschadish, and we know that that's true regarding the Torah and Kippur. Geveintlich, always I have to have HaKtorah on the Mezbech, but here HaKtorah could take place on the Machta. That's true, Zohar, about the Keteris, but the Torah was never machadish any such thing regarding the Seor and the Dvash itself. So when you add the Seor and Dvash into the Machta, that's not calling Machta the Seor and Dvash and the Mocham HaKtorah, that's HaKtorah for the Seor and the Dvash. Because for them, the Machta was never identified by the Torah as being a Mocham HaKtorah, so consequently, as if you burnt the Seor and the Dvash in a place not on the Mizbeach at all, and you should not be in violation. What does the Menachos Chinuch say? That the person is in violation when he adds the Seor and the Dvash to the HaKtorah on the Machta, Lefnai V'lefnim. That's the Briska Rav's time. On that, the Menachos Avraham says that according to my understanding of the Rambam, we could answer this question on the Menachos Chinuch. Because we could argue that the Menachos Chinuch is discussing a case in which the Haktorah was primarily Haktorah of the Ketores, and he offered the Kezias of the Ketores, and it wasn't the Machta. So it was a Haktorah from the vantage point of the Ketores, and we are talking about a violation of the second category of the Issa Seor and Dvash according to the Rambam, which is to say that over there the Haktorah is being done on the Korban. Just the Seor and Dvash are ancillary to the Korban, and that's the nature of the violation of the second category of Seor and Dvash according to the Rambam. So there, Zot HaMechas Avrum, the Mechas Chinuch understood I don't need to be done. I don't have to judge whether the haktorah is called a makom haktorah for the sarin and the dvash. Because at any rate, it's a makom haktorah for the ketores, and the sarin and the dvash are ancillary to the ketores. They don't have to be independently identified that haktorah was done, and what will be labeled haktorah for them in themselves, for the sarin and for the dvash. It suffices that this is a makom haktorah for the ketores, and the others, the sarin and the dvash, came along in an ancillary manner, and for that, it will be maspik that it was ogetized, it's defined as haktorah from the vantage point of the ketores. At the bottom of the Omud, the Gemara brings down a machloikis between Abaye and Rava on how to darshan the extra words in the pasuk ki chol sa'ir v'chol devash, and we have the ki, we have the kol, ki chol sa'ir v'chol devash. There's a machloikis Abaye and Rava hafateish, the cryptic brisa that the Gemara brings down. Abaye's shita is that from the kol sa'ir, from the kol amarbe, even less than a kezayis, even a chatzi zayis, so that normally haktorah is b'kezayis, and I would have said that the violation of being makter k'soir or being makter dvash is only in violation, only get the malchus if you offer the kezayis. And the kamashal and the pasuk, no, even a chatzi zayis is also a violation as well. A chiddush hakro over here, that's from the kol soir. Ki chol soir dvash, the kol. So on that, the bias says that the ki chol is marbe eruvo, is marbe taruvis. That means that even if the little bit of soir and dvash was mixed into a large admixture of a carbon, and normally I would have said that it's not choshev and it's bottle, and over here I have a chiddush that the taruvis is usher as well. The admixture is usher as well. That's a bias shita. Rava learns it differently. Rava understands, as the Gemara explains, that Rava holds that there's no koimetz which is less than two kezesim, and since the ordinary loshin of lo saktiru would have been mashma, a complete koimetz, so it's complete three fingers full, a fistful, so when I'm machadesh according to Rava with the kol so'er, the chiddush hakro, the extra ribbi of the kol, would have been that even a half a koimetz in violation. But Rava holds that every koimetz is at least two kezayisim, so therefore even a half koimetz is a full kezayis. Male, according to Rava, we do not have any chiddush in the kro that a chatzi zayis is a violation of the lois hasei, but we have that a koponim la half of a koimetz is a violation of the lois hasei, a chatzi koimetz. What does Rava do with the ki kol? So here the Gemara is not completely clear, but Rashi, according to the Gita of Shilu Gobetzes and Tosis Es Beferish, that both of them say that Rava understands that the ki kol is not being mechadesh as Abaye learned, that it's mechadesh even betarovis, even as an admixture. You're in violation, add mixture a small amount of soir and vash in a large amount of carbon. But rather, according to Rava, the chiddush is to say that heter metstarev le'iser, which is to say that if I offer a small amount of soir and vash, which is a chatzi shir, that's less than a kezayis, but together with that, I also have another component of a carbon, and together between the two of them, I have a haktorah shleimo of a kezayis between the heter and the iser, between the soir and the vash, the iser, together with the heter component. So between them, I have heter metstarev le'iser, and they combine to be a kezayis shalem, and also you're in violation of the lois asei. As this is explained by Tosis and by the Shulchan Aruch as Rashi, that according to Rava l'shitasoi, we do not have any chiddush hakra that a chatzi zayis is a violation, because Rava only has that a chatzi koimetz is a violation of seir and dvash, which is a kezayis shalem. And Mela, therefore, according to Rava, half kezayis, part of a kezayis, is not a violation. And Mela, when I have the extra word ki kol, I can simply say that even though a minute amount of seir and vash unto itself would not be a violation, less than a kezayis would not be a violation in itself, but it's combined together with a heter. The heter is mitzaref le'isur, and combined together they violate. Masha inkin, according to Abayu, holds that it was mischadish from the kol seir, from the word kol, that even a half a kezayis is a violation. So Abayu doesn't need any chiddush hakro that heter mitzaref le'isur, because he doesn't need the combination. He doesn't need the tziruf. Heter mitzaref le'isur. Even the isur alone would have been sufficient to occur a violation, according to Abayu, because he holds that a chatzi zayis is a violation. Mele, according to Abaye, the key call can't be utilized for hetem etzar for yeser, and rather, I have to mechadash anu chedush, according to Abaye, that even betaroves, even as an admixture, would still say that you're violating, even though a small amount of seir and dvash mixed up into a large amount of heter. That's how the Rishayim explain the Gemara. Now, the Rambam says a couple of things in his Psak Halacha on the Sugya, which would appear to be mashma, that he passed in the Sugya like Abaye against Rava, which is a very big difficulty the Kesef Mishnah and others ask. We know the Klal, you always have to go with Rava against Abaye. First of all, the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Hei, Chos Yisurim Mizbeach, says that Soir and Dvash, Asurin Legab Mizbeach, V'Isuran B'Kol Shehein, says the Rambam. That Soir and Dvash are author on the Beach, and they're also even Bekol Shein. Shenema ki chol sa'er v'chol davash lo yisaktirus. Even a minute amount. Apparently, even less than a kezayas. Secondly, said the Rambam, that you're in violation regardless of whether you're maktir in la'atzmon unto themselves, or in tarovas, hamakta tarovas shalahen, also you're loike. So the Rambam is mavur also that he paskin, that you're in violation when it's part of an admixture. And both of those two elements, where the pashtus appear to be, he goes as a bayi against Rava, because Rava, according to Rashi and Tosfos, doesn't even hold of the whole isser of the admixture. A small amount of sa'ir and dvash and a large amount of heter, only Abaye held to that. And Rava, as seems to be mavur in the Gemara and the Rishonim here, Rava holds that a chachi zayis is not a violation, only if it's a kezayis sholem, just as part of a koimetz. So the Rambam is going with Abaye in all counts, very, very big shverkeit. As far as the problem that the Rambam asks with an atarovis, so that is mavur in a number of achroinim, that the Rambam disagreed with Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rashi and the Rambam understood that everybody agrees that the key call is marba, even a tarovis, even an admixture, a small amount of sa'ir, a large amount of heter carbon, and it's still going to be an iser. That's fine. But what about the fact that the Rambam paskins that you're in violation, because shehu, which l'chayr is only abaya? Here we have a big problem, a big machlok of the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah Shita is that the Rambam learned the Gemara differently in some manner, such that Rava actually agrees with abaya on abaya's fundamental point, and Rava also holds like abaya on this point, that a person would get malchus and a losase, complete losase violation, even for a chatzi zayas. This is pshat of the Kesef Mishnah, is totally against the pashas of the Gemara. The Kesef Mishnah tries to work it out that Rav agrees with Abaye on this point, and numerous achorin in the Lecha Mishnah and many others say that it really can't be worked into the Gemara. They say it's Sorochi and Tuva, how you could possibly say this. Fakert, that seems to be the whole crux of the Machloikis Rav and Abaye, that Rav holds that you're not loka on a Chatzi Zayas, and that's not Neschadish in the Kol Sa'ir. That's not the Chiddush of Kol Sa'ir. That's a big shverkai, but this is the Shitas Kesef Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah learns very differently. The Lecha Mishnah Shita is that the Rambam, when he says Isurim b'kol shein, does not mean that you're in violation of a lois ha'segomu with Malkus if you offer a small amount of sa'in dvash less than a kezayis. He means we have a klal and kolot terakula, the chatzi shir osam atayr, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in the 8th parak of Yuma. Chatzi shir is isa deraisa, even it's not a Malkus, it's not a lois ha'segolim, but it is a chatzi shir, it's a total level iser. And that's what Rambam meant by Isurim b'kol shein. When he says this thing, it's also a small amount simply because it is a chatzi shir. But according to Abaye, it would have been a shir sholem, it would have been a malchus. We don't pass like Abaye. The Ram doesn't pass like Abaye, passes like Rava, which according to the Lecha Mishnah is why the Ram just said asurin b'kol shein, isurin b'kol shein. This Lecha Mishnah chat of the Rambam is somewhat forced. It's dochuk. The Kerenur Tain is on it, that we don't find throughout the entire Yad HaChazaka that every single time the Rambam brings a lav, he should be mentioned. By the way, if you eat a kol shehu or you do a kol shehu of the lav, you're in violation of chatzi shir asman atayr. The Rambam doesn't bother mentioning that in every single individual issa b'fnei atzmoy. So why did he bother going into it over here? Secondly, I would just add that Be'emes, in addition to the Kerenur Tain, the Rambam actually mentions the pasuk that Abaye mentions. Yisurim b'kol shein shenemar ki chol sa'er v'chol davar. That's actually pashtus, quite a difficult read to say that the Rambam really meant the algamena kolliyistika collective zin of chatzis shiras manatayr. But pshuto, the Rambam actually seems to be being a biased drasha of kol sa'ir. So there's some support for the Kesef Mishnah's reading, but again, like we said, the Kesef Mishnah's reading has its own problems. It doesn't fit well in the Gemara because the Mishnah learns that the Rav agrees with Abaye and it's a lois to say sholem with malchus. Lecha Mishnah learns the Rambam is alluding to chatzis shiras manatayr. The Sefer Mechaschinuch writes that he says it could be that the machloikis between the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah actually hinges on a fundamental question about the whole din of Chatzis Shiras Manatayr. In other words, that the Kesef Mishnah learned that Chatzis Shiras Manatayr does not apply here. And that's why he learned that the Rambam, when he says, Asurim B'kol Shehin, must mean it's a Torah level lois as a gomer with Malkus, and cannot learn, like the Lecha Mishnah learns, that it's just Chatzis Shiras Manatayr. Why? So the Mechas Chinuch writes is a very fun, familiar question, he says, which he discussed himself in the Mechas Chinuch a number of places, which is like this. The Gemara in Yuma, when it speaks of Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, the Chatzi Shir, is a Torah-level violation. So the Gemara says that's based on a concept called Chozil, it's the Rufi. In other words, although this is a small bit of Isser, but it could be combined with a large amount, and it could be Mitztaref. This small bit together with other entities to be able to become an Isser Sholem, and that's Machshiv, the small amount that it considered to be a Torah plural of a violation, who the tzchati l'sterufi could join up with a large amount to make an isur shalem. The Menachas Chanuch points out, and this is a number of achronim get into this, chakira, a fundamental question how to understand the notion of chazir l'sterufi. Some learn that chazir l'sterufi means, for example, a person eats a small amount of nevela or another type of macholos asuris, so there the concept of chazir l'sterufi means that this bit that you just ate, you ate a small amount, but you could continue eating, so in the active sense, the little bit of achilah that you did right now is still active, it could still keep going because it can mistarf to subsequent eatings as long as it's all within the shear of Kedei Chil's Pras. Because that's a lochem with Sinai, that a person eats a lot of small bits within a shear of Kedei Chil's Pras, which is an amount of time, then they're all combined together to be an Isser Sholem. So if you learn like that, then Pashto Chazit Rufi generally only applies to Macholos Asuris. Because there, if you eat a small amount of food, small amount of Isser food, you could eat a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, and it all gets actively combined, including the first little bit that you ate, all part of one greater whole of a Loisase Sholem. Masha Inkain says, there are going to be another of other types of lois haseis which Chazal wouldn't be able to apply to according to this understanding. For example, the iser here of being makdir sair and vash. A person offers a little bit of sair and vash, that sair and vash is not active in the sense that it could still now combine with more sair and vash. Because if you offer now a second ma'is haktor of more sair and vash, that's an independent second haktor and does not join up with the first one to make a greater whole. By a chilul of the halacha of Shasina that tells me that a person eats a little bit more, swallows it down little bit by bit, as long as within the Shikhtech has pressed, the Lashon Shasina is Machadesh, it's one Machila process and combines into one. You don't have any such din by Haktoras Haktoris, nor by many other Lois Haseis, and therefore every Maisa of offering Teres, or in this case of offering Sa'ir, offering Dvash, is totally independent unto itself, and if this Haktor was less than a Shir, it'll never be able to make it, the Haktor, the Maisa Haktor, more than a Shir, be offering some more later, because that will be independent unto itself. So if you learn the Chazes Terufi has to be active, in the sense that it itself, right now, actively could keep going and could join up with the greater whole, it won't apply to Haktoras Haktoris. And Mechas Chinuch claims that that's why the Kesef Mishnah over here learned that you can't learn up this Rambam of offering small amounts of Sair and Vash based on Chatzis Shiras Manat Torah because it doesn't have Chazis Terufi. That's a big chiddush that Mechas Chinuch learns. You want a Chazis Terufi, it can't be combined with something, some greater whole, some offering some more later on. And in Mail, it won't be is a deraisa if it would just be based on Chatzis Shir. The Ram had to learn that it's mamash a Torah level loisa se gomor, and the Ram had to learn that Rova agrees with Abaye on this point, a difficult read of the Gemara. Masha Einkein said the Mechach Chinuch, the Lechem Mishnah learned. Lechem Mishnah Shita was a Chazir Estarufi simply means that conceptually speaking, instead of doing a small amount, I could have done more than this, I could have done a greater amount. Right now, for example, as I'm offering the Sair and the Dvash, I could offer a small amount, which I did, or this Sair and Dvash itself, which I'm offering now as a small amount, I could combine it and I could make a greater whole with more Sair and Dvash and done this Ma'is HaKtorah as part of a greater whole of a Kazayas. So therefore, according to Vampshat, says the Mechas Chinuch, so a Chazir Estarufi doesn't necessarily mean that now that I did a small amount I can keep going. It just means that this small amount I did, I could have done as part of a greater whole. That itself, according to this sad of the understanding of Chazir Terufi, is machshe, the small amount that you did, and it makes it Isser Deraisa. Mishnah learned that way, and therefore he learned that it could apply not just to small amounts of eating of food, macholz asuris, but also the things like being matis or in the vash. That's what the Mishnah learned over here. Says the Mechas Chinuch that the person offers small amounts of in the vash on the mech, even if it's not a shir shalom or kazayas shalom, and we go like Rava, you need a kazayas for the malchus gomer. We still would say that it's chassi shir aser min hatayr.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.